Sometimes history makes people seem bigger than life. That's certainly true for a man named Ethan Allen and his band of Green Mountain Boys. So what was fact and fiction? We take a look at their story on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys. If you've read about them in history books, you probably think of their role in the American Revolution. Lisa Simpson says there's much more to the story.
Ethan Allen was wanted by the state of New York. He was a criminal. He had been involved, he and the Green Mountain Boys, in some very ferocious fighting over land. Who owned the land in New York? He thought the Vermonters did, but the New Yorkers thought they did.
But that band of crooks was intent on capturing Fort Ticonderoga, an important stronghold at the southern end of Lake Champlain. So on the night of May 10, 1775, Allen, Benedict Arnold, who had yet to turn traitor, and the Green Mountain Boys slipped into the fort and surprised the British stationed there.
They knew that there was only a few men here. They were unaware that the Battle of Lexington and Concord had taken place. So when they captured it in the cover of darkness, basically they just ran right in, pushed the sentry aside, and ran up to the door where the commander was, knocked on the door and said, "Hey, get out of here, you old rat."
Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys took the fort without a shot being fired. 2 years later, the British got it back without a shot being fired. After the capture of Fort Ticonderoga, Ethan Allen seemed to vanish from American history. In a sense, he did. And George Washington made sure Ethan Allen stayed away.
He was captured and sent to Canada by the British, who held him in a prison. Normally, exchanges would take place between British and American officers, but Washington was very afraid of Ethan Allen. He was a loose cannon, so he decided it would be better to keep him in prison rather than to exchange him.
Part of that imprisonment was spent across the Atlantic in England. It was not until 1778 that he was finally exchanged for a captured British officer. Traveling the countryside in Fort Ticonderoga, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.